This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Call it what you will, brain drain, population death spiral, but one of the harsh realities facing many of America's former industrial cities is the loss of residents. But one place in Ohio may be on its way to bucking that trend. After shrinking by more than 100,000 people in the last half century, the population of Dayton has actually witnessed small growth in the past few years. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark tells us about one of the forces behind this new growth, population 143,355 and counting.
When you drive down the streets of Old North Dayton, it's easy to notice the boarded-up houses, the empty storefronts, but a guy named Adil Bagirov wants to focus on something else.
This house.
Kind of cream-colored with bright red, bright red trim.
And then a block away, another freshly painted house.
This white house right here.
And another down the street from that.
This one here.
The thing all these houses have in common, they are all
owned by Ahıska Turks.
Ahıska Turks are a group of ethnically Turkish refugees from the former Soviet Union. 10 years ago, six Ahıska families were pretty much randomly placed in Dayton through the U.S. State Department's refugee program.
Of course, everybody think they're going to be sent somewhere to Hollywood or to New York, and
they're like, Dayton? Really? Yeah. Where is that?
But then those six families decided, this Dayton place, it's not so bad. And they started telling their friends.
Life is cheaper here.
That's Ali Shakmandarov. He was originally placed in Salt Lake City, but moved to Dayton a few years ago. And the otherwise scary parts of Dayton, urban blight, abandoned houses, were part of the appeal. He kept hearing stories of friends buying homes for a few thousand dollars.
It's affordable since, you know, we were not rich, so we can buy those $1,000 houses.
Now, nearly 2,000 Ahıska Turks call Dayton home.
What we need to do is create a sense, a culture that says we're welcoming to immigrants and come and try to do your thing here.
Tim Reardon is the former city manager of Dayton, which, compared to most other cities, has very few foreign-born residents. A few years ago, Reardon helped start a city initiative called Welcome Dayton to attract more immigrants. He was inspired by research that showed immigrants have really high rates of entrepreneurship.
There's a couple of small companies you might have heard of, Yahoo, Intel, eBay, that were created by immigrants, Google.
Nothing quite like that here in Dayton yet, but there is this trucking company that Adil Bagirov started a few years ago. It's called
American Power.
American Power.
Yeah.
Did you name it?
Yes, because we're able to realize dreams.
In fact, many Turkish immigrants have started trucking companies here lately, companies that need people to drive the trucks.
Yeah, then you get dispatchers, you need mechanics.
There's a giant sign in front of his warehouse that says, hiring. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.